sure that when Mr. Davis was 8 years old, he was so thrilled that his parents brought him into the church and he could sit there as a little child and drink it all in and enjoy. Anyway, we look back at the past and we realize the many blessings that it comes with being a part of God's true church. One of those blessings as well, brethren, I just want to say that in this life we experience heartache, we see the passing of good friends, and we feel a sense of futility because we can't help them now. Brethren, you will help them. There's coming a time when we are going to help an awful lot of people, we who are called in this present age, although we're very few. We have a tremendous opportunity that will present itself ahead of us. Brethren, I want to ask you, if you do have a pen, if you're inclined to do so, to write down something as we go into this sermonette. And I would ask you to write down this particular word. It's pronounced suke. I will spell it for you if you're not too familiar with it. You may have heard it before, but it's suke. It's a Greek word. It's P-S-U-C-H-E. P-S-U-C-H-E. And it's pronounced suke. Now, the other Greek word I want to draw your attention to as well is pneuma. Pneuma. P-N-E-U-M-A. Now, you may say, what is he talking about? Well, hopefully at the end of this, you will understand. If you don't understand, it's my fault, brethren, because I haven't explained it properly, but I will give my very best and try to make it as simple as possible. But I want to give you the title of this message, which is simply put, suke is not pneuma. Suke is not pneuma. Before we go further, brethren, in this, I will say, you are privileged people as part of the one true church at this time, because you will see where I'm going with this, and you will realize that we understand the truth about what I just said, and I will translate, of course, for you. Because you see, the great theologians of our time, and we kind of use the term great in a questionable way, because if you don't preach the truth, how can you be great? How can you really be great? But the world looks at individuals who are considered to be great theologians, and it will take a sentence like this and totally draw a blank. Totally. It doesn't register what we are really going to talk about here, because it's a fundamental truth. Do you know almost every single religion on earth believes that a soul is a spirit? Almost every religion, I don't know. Maybe there's a few out there that have a little bit of a different idea on that. But almost to a man, or almost to an organization, whether it's Christian, nominal Christian, whether it's some of the other ones, the Eastern mystical religions, Islam, etc., 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 almost every single one of them, brethren, believes that a soul is a spirit. That's what they think. I hope you don't think that. If you studied the literature that you have at your fingertips, presented by the End Time Church of God, then you will have been able to study that and realize that is absolutely not true. But it is one of the pillars of nominal religion. They think that people, human beings, are a soul, a spirit within a physical body, that at death, that spirit, being the soul, is released, but it's eternal. Can you believe it? Now, in my Bible, brethren, it says very clearly that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Now, you would think, a rational mind would say, well, if flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, then there has to be something missing that has to take place so that a person can inherit the kingdom of God. Now, if he were a soul in a body or a spirit soul in a body, there's no problem with that because he would really have no problem. He could see the kingdom of God. You know, the other scriptures there talking about that. But actually, it's a misnomer, brethren, because asuke is not pneuma. Translation, a soul is not spirit. Now, if I said that to a group of great theologians, they would look at me and say, boy, is he ever unsophisticated. He hasn't been trained very well. He's wandered off the plantation. Brethren, to be a part of the Church of God and understand the truth, you have to wander off the plantation. You really do. You have to think like God thinks. And the requirement to do that is to absolutely believe the Bible and not men. Because men say what the Bible, they think it says. But they get it wrong almost on every single thing. No, brethren, God wants to talk to us one-on-one without a filter. You know what I mean? He really does. And this fundamental doctrine, there are a number of them you can go through. Another one, I guess you could say, is the kingdom of God. What is it? They've got every kind of idea that you could imagine what the kingdom of God is. None of it is right. Totally in error. Let's go to 5th chapter. I want to read your verse here, brethren. I want to show, and I want to talk very quickly because I don't have a lot of time, but I want to talk to you very quickly. Do you know that in the New Testament, now those are Greek words. I have to qualify that. Those are two Greek words. They come from the original Greek that the New Testament was written in. So you go to a concordance. You look up those words. And something interesting begins to show. One is, in every instance where the word soul is used, it's translated from the Greek word psuche. There's no instance in the New Testament where you can find that it's not translated from the word psuche. Now, of more interest, I think, when you look up the word spirit in the New Testament, it's always translated from the word pneuma. Every time, without exception. Every time. Now you may say, well, what kind of spirits are pneuma referring to? Actually, it's talking about every kind of spirit. Because there are, as we understand, different types of spirit in the spirit world. There's the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Pneuma. There is the spirit in man, which is the pneuma in man. Various things like that. There are demon spirits, and we don't want to talk too much about that, but we know that the demon world, they're referred to as pneuma because they are spirits. And God is a spirit. God is a pneuma of some sort. There's an explanation to go with that. What kind of pneuma he is. So in every situation in the New Testament where the word spirit is used, it always comes from the word pneuma. The cruncher is, brethren, if soul is spirit, it would translate from the word pneuma. It would. It would have to, because that is the consistent message of the translations in the New Testament. I hope you're following me, brother. I'm trying to keep this as simple as possible, and so on. So it shows you one of the great teachings in the world today that is a deception is that the soul is a spirit. But the Bible says it's impossible, because if it was, it would be translated from the Greek word pneuma. Now, I want to go very quickly in closing to verse 23 of 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and draw the distinction with these words. It's important, brethren. Don't get thrown off on the truth. Don't. We live in a world that's held captive by Satan, that is completely deceived. You're not going to find the truth out there. The only place you'll find it is in the true church of God, the one that Jesus Christ leads, and the one he inspires. So 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23, and it says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you entirely." And he says, "I pray to God your whole spirit, pneuma, your whole spirit, pneuma, and soul, psuche." Brethren, if the soul was a spirit, it would be translated from that Greek word pneuma, because every single spirit composition, identification in the spirit world is, without question, in the New Testament. I'm just scratching the surface of this. You can do an in-depth study, which I would encourage you to do, on the immortality of the soul, question mark. Please do it, brethren. And please understand that God's people have been given the priceless privilege of knowing the truth. But again, here in closing, it says that your whole spirit, that is pneuma, and your whole soul, that is psuche, and body be preserved blameless to the coming of the eternal Jesus Christ. Brethren, don't get caught off guard with false teachings. Don't. Understand that this world is deceived. It's blinded. The truth is not there. The truth is where God's people are and where Jesus Christ is. And this is just one example of it.